Welcome to the Dreamtastic Travel Podcast Show, and thank you for joining us today. Here is your host, Nico Kershaw. And a wonderful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all our listeners, wherever you are in the world. And we are back with a new podcast this week and some top questions from our clients on river cruising for first-time cruisers. We are so excited to share this information with you today. Welcome to the Dreamtastic Podcast. And if you have any questions, please do submit them to us on our new email address, questions@dreamtastic.com. Now, someone asked, how do you spell Dreamtastic? Let me just make that clear. So it's Dreamtastic with a Q-U-E at the end to make it easy for everybody. So today you will find out everything from what's included and how to dress on board a river cruise. But before we start with all our questions, please do remember to subscribe to our podcast, like them, and follow us on our social media platforms. You'll find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And for the very first time, all our podcasts are now also available on Spotify. And we are very excited to share that news with each and everyone. We do have two Facebook groups. Our first group is River Cruising by Dreamtastic Travel. And our second group is Adventure Travel by Dreamtastic Travel. So please join us for any updates, news and information on different destinations, even some amazing recipes from Germany to try out, and then also all the updated travel information. So for those who would like to leave us a message, please do send your message via this podcast platform. I will post a link so you can leave a message for us. Come share with us your experience, and we would love to hear from you. So connect with us today. So without any further delay, let's get into our questions for today. So for me, if you are planning to sail for the first time but not sure what to expect, I've curated a list of questions submitted by first-time river cruisers to give you a better picture of the unparalleled experiences you'll have while sailing on a river cruise. And for those who don't know, I'm a certified advisor for Amma Waterways, and I do have an obsession with river cruisers, so you are definitely in good hands here today. Let's start with question number one from one of our clients. And her question is, if I get seasick on boats or on an ocean cruise ship, will I get seasick on the rivers? My answer to that is absolutely not. Why not? The rivers you sail are calm bodies of water, and the ships experience no waves or rocking motions, which is the primary cause for seasickness. Now, the ships also move along at a gentle pace, and you can always see land on both sides of the river, and that removes any additional anxiety for those who might feel stranded out on the open waters and have a great experience during their river cruise. So as you can see, no seasickness, everything just fun. Our question number two, which meals and beverages are included in my river cruise fare? Now listen, I love my food. And I cannot go without my food, especially not breakfast. So every breakfast, lunch, and dinner during your river cruise will be included on board. This includes your dinner at the chef's table speciality restaurant, which is an absolute must-do. All your day, all-day tapas, afternoon tea delights, and so much more. Every lunch and dinner includes unlimited complimentary fine wines, beers, and soft drinks. And here is the bonus. Each day, you'll be treated as a client or guest on the Amma Waterways to complimentary sip and sail cocktail hour with wine, beer, spirits, and soft drinks. So that's definitely a highlight to look out for while the ship is passing the most beautiful places. So how much more fun can one have? And on selected itineraries, such as the Secrets of Egypt and Nile, enticing Dura and the flavors of Portugal and Spain sailings, we will also include a select number of meals on shore. So guests can reserve this optional land packages and will also find their daily breakfast at their hotels that is included in the price. And here I'm talking about the pre and post sailing specials. So I hope that clears that question up. Let's talk about question number three. What kind of equipment is available inside the fitness room? Now, for most people, fitness is one of the most important things of their day because it's part of their routine. So while the fitness rooms vary from ship to ship, they will typically include a treadmill, elliptical machine or spin bikes, as well as assortment of free weights during your travel. During the complimentary onboard wellness activities, yoga mats and other equipment such as resistant bands will be available and will be thoroughly clean after each use. And as you can see, Amawaterways take great care with all the equipment that is used on a daily basis. Most of the ships in Europe include a fleet of complimentary bikes for you to use on guided bike tours or for just individual exploration ashore. Exclusively available on board our Ama Magna, the Zen Wellness Studio also includes outdoor spinning bikes, two massage rooms, a hair and nail salon, juice bar, and a small selection of child-sized bicycles to use on shore. And that is so amazing for all our families out there, that you know that you can travel together. So if you're not familiar with our Facebook groups, I'll just remind you, Colleen, please join our groups as we are posting regularly on all our river cruises on the River Cruise by Dreamtastic Travel. So question number four. I'm very picky about my coffee. How is the coffee on board? Now, we all know, coffee is the first thing we all do. Or maybe you like tea, but a majority of people like their coffee. So here's my answer to that question. The River Cruises offer coffee and tea 24/7 to all guests, and you can prepare it any way you like it. We also encourage you to visit some of the local coffee shops ashore. Great little coffee shops around each port of call. I can guarantee you that around every corner, you will find some form of a coffee shop. If you're not sure, the reception desk staff and additional crew will be happy to offer their suggestions, though part of the fun of exploring a port is stumbling upon a unique find yourself. So go out there. Don't be scared. Just go and find those beautiful coffee shops out there. I also strongly encourage getting a slice of Zacher Tort. Now, I hope I said that correct, because that is quite a French word. Or you can try some strudel with a cup at one of the Vienna's coffee houses on the Danube River. And a tasting authentic Rudesheimer coffee made with Asbach brandy in Rudesheim, Germany, along the Rhine. And it is promised to be one of the best experiences you will ever have. Now, that sounds absolutely amazing. I'm definitely going to try that out when I get to on the Rhine River. Question number five, what if I want to explore a port on my own? Are we required to stay with the group during excursions? This is a very good question, because some families do like to do their own thing. Some people like to travel with a group, specifically our solo travelers. So here's the answer to that. While there is a wide variety of included excursions to suit your individual interest, we do encourage you to join a group. However, you are, of course, welcome to explore on your own. What better to make some new friends during your cruise, going on the tours and land excursions with them? But like I said, you are welcome to explore on your own. The staff will also be happy to provide you with a map of each port at the reception desk, and you will find that on these maps, the city highlights are marked for you on these maps. Your cruise manager can also help recommend restaurants, shops, museums, bars, and so much more. In addition, you may choose to reserve a complimentary bicycle to pedal further along the river and into any port city. So be aware that you can do that. Just to be sure to check your daily cruiser onboard newsletter, which is the most important letter during your cruise, to ensure that you are back on time for the ship before it departs for the next port. Obviously, you don't want them to leave you behind, so make sure you get back and make sure you read your daily cruiser onboard newsletter. On very select rivers and itineraries, the personal audio device they use for shore excursions can also be used for your individual exploration, as pre-recorded commentary may play based on your current GPS location. You can ask your cruise manager and they will explain to you when it's more applicable. So before we move on to the next question, which is question number six, remember, if you have any questions, do email them to us and leave a message on this podcast so we can give you a quick response as soon as we possibly can. We are here to help you and assist you in any questions you might have on river cruising or some of the excursions. So please do reach out to us. So let's look at question number 6. What should I bring to wear for my river cruise? Do I need formal attire? Now, to be honest, I know in some ocean cruises you have to have very formal attire for the evenings out. But here's my answer. Plan to pack attire that is country club casual. And something a little dressier to wear to the captain's dinner or evening concert. Now, if I look at the word country club casual, it's like sort of semi-smart casual. That's the feel I get for that. So, but if you understand country club casual, go with that. Yeah, it's your best bet. Also, remember to bring comfortable walking shoes for shore excursions and one pair of dressier shoes for the evening with your beautiful outfit. You may be traveling through different climates and altitudes, so layering is advisable. Europe can be quite warm in summer, so short-sleeve shirts, shorts, skirts, sundresses, and a wide-brimmed hat are good items to pack if you're scared of having a sunburn. But if you love the sun, go out, catch that extra rays on your skin. Also, remember to bring a raincoat and warmer sweater for chilly evenings, especially in the spring and the fall, and warmer clothing and a heavy coat for winter cruises. If you plan on participating in the complimentary wellness activities, be sure to bring comfortable workout clothes, such as your yoga pants or biking shorts. In addition, should it happen to rain during your river cruise, there will be umbrellas available for you to use on shore from the ship. So just again, ask the crew to help you with that. Let's look at question number 7. What health and safety precautions do you take on board the river cruises? Now, I know that AMA Waterway is very strict with their safety precautions and protocols. So this is the only US-based river cruise company that I know of to have successfully completed a 4-month European sailing season during 2020. Guests' feedbacks confirm they deliver an exceptional experience while protecting the guest and the crew with enhanced health and safety protocols. From the pre-cruise online health and contact screening to increased cleaning and disinfecting to mask wearing, the River Cruise Company is taking every precaution to prioritize your health and the well-being while you sail with them on the Rhine or on the Danube River. Question number 8. I want to travel as soon as possible, but I'm confused about what I need in terms of travel documents, vaccinations, test records, and any entry requirements by country. Where can I find this information? Now, here's my thing. Rest assured, let me make it easy for you, because I will share as much as I can up-to-date information as what is announced by the countries in the European Union in the next few weeks. I do encourage you to check back often on our podcast, because it will be, I will talk about it in our podcast, of any updates that is necessary for you to travel. As a professional travel advisor, we also have a wealth of information and can provide answers to your questions regarding specifics. So please do reach out to us by leaving a message again during the podcast session so we can respond as quick as possible, or contact us again on the email questions@dreamtastic.com. Please note, we strongly encourage all our travel clients to be fully vaccinated 14 days prior to your departure date and to ensure that you have adequate medical and travel insurance related to COVID. Now, when it comes to travel insurance, if you have any questions, please do send me an email on questions@dreamtastic.com. We can help you with insurance as well. If you need any help and advice, reach out, talk to us. We hope that these 8 questions will assist you in planning your future river cruises with us. Our clients become part of our family, and we will assist you on your river cruise journey from departure till you return safely home. Now, I have a bonus question. A lot of people ask me, what about the Christmas markets? Will the Christmas markets be open this year? Yes, most of the Christmas markets will open, and has confirmed by the Tourism Board And also on the Amur Waterway offices has confirmed that these Christmas markets will be open. So if you have any interest to take a river cruise or visit the amazing Christmas markets, please do reach out to me today. Time is of the essence. If you want to go on these Christmas river cruises, you have to book as quick as possible. Also, because documents take time to get together. So maybe you want to book as a group or a friends or family group. Please do let me know. Don't hesitate to contact me today by email or contact me. And here's my number, American dialing code +1 213 784 0850. I'm going to repeat the number, dialing code +1 213 784 0850. Please do reach out. Let me help you. Let's get you on that Christmas cruise so you can experience the beauty of all those Christmas markets in Europe. We'd like now to take the time to thank you for listening to our podcast today. Next week, we will discuss a little bit more on traveling, and I think I'm definitely going to talk a little bit more on the adventure travel side and why you should travel with a group. If it's river cruising or if it's adventure traveling, it's a lot more fun traveling with a group. So for more information, please join our mailing list, and you can find that on www.dreamtastic.com or use our social media button below for our website or social media platforms. You will see on the podcast, there's our Twitter, our LinkedIn, our website, as well as our Facebook page. And do remember to say hi in the comment sections. We love to react and respond to our clients. As always, stay warm, stay happy, and stay safe. And safe travels from our team here at Dreamtastic Travel and Tours. Till next week. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are looking forward to having you here next week with us again. Please do follow us on all our social media platforms or visit our website www.dreamtastic.com for the latest updates. Till next week.